to the Victim Survivor Thriver podcast. I'm your host, Dana Wolfgang. I'm a wife, mom, funny farmer, music lover, entrepreneur, shenanigan enthusiast, a badassy gal, passionate about sharing the real nitty-gritty of life and love so we can learn, grow, and thrive together. I also happen to love sipping good sips, eating good eats, and celebrating every tiny victory. This podcast is for you if you appreciate real, honest, raw conversations about the light and heavy of life and love in this crazy, tragic, sometimes almost magic, awful, beautiful life. Yes, those are lyrics from one of my favorite songs. I have musical brain and relate most everything to song lyrics. If those words don't perfectly sum up life, I don't know what does. Life is a journey full of lessons and blessings. When we learn to embrace the uncertainty and challenges as blessings too, the game of life changes. There is magic to be found in the messy. My hope is to offer hope, insight, resources, inspiration, and love to our Victim Survivor Thriver tribe. Together, we can laugh, cry, grow, be inspired, inspire, and learn to seek the magic in the messy so we can all thrive. Well, I'm so thankful to connect with each and every one of you this week. Thanksgiving is upon us, and it happens to be my favorite holiday. I love the simplicity of coming together with people we love to eat good eats and sip good sips and reflect on all we have to be thankful for. One of the things that I am so thankful for as I reflect this week is starting the Victim Survivor Thriver podcast, and we are celebrating 1 year of connecting weekly here at the Thriver Tribe. Each person's story has touched me in one way or another, and I've learned from their journeys and been able to apply nuggets in my own life. And I hope that each of you who tunes in each week has learned and grown from all that others have shared as well and found hope and inspiration and maybe some nuggets that you've been able to apply to your own life. That's really what this is all about. And as I've shared with you guys in previous podcasts, what I've gotten clear on through the journey is though my podcast is perfectly imperfect and hopefully will continue to improve along the way, what it's supposed to be is a place to just make an impact. And if that impact is just touching one person's life each week, then I think we're doing something really special here. So I, again, am just so thankful for each and every one of you. With Thanksgiving upon us, I have had the opportunity to reflect on, again, what I am thankful for. And I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for forever love. And in that forever love, I'm thankful for learning and growing and walking through some really hard seasons to be at seasons where we just value things in a whole different way. I'm thankful for some of the hard seasons that we have walked through in choosing forever love, being able to impact others. And this last week, that's been something that I have really reflected on, because by sharing parts of our journey, we've been able to help others in their journey. And that means the world to me. I'm so thankful for my tribe, and you all are a part of my tribe. I'm thankful for the funny farm here and just chasing dreams. And I've recently made a cute little mug for our Thrive Farm Co. that says, "Dream a little dream and make it reality." And the funny farm represents that. This podcast represents that. And that's what I want for all of us here. I want us all to allow ourselves to dream and to make those dreams reality, to be in action, even if it's just baby steps every day, towards turning our dreams into reality. And I, you know, these last couple weeks, I have to be honest, I was navigating just some changes and doing some back-end things on stuff with Honor the Brave, and it's kind of been a labor of love. What I love about all that I do is the relationship side. The back-end of things can be quite life-sucking to me, quite frankly, and I found myself frozen in that for a minute and not taking steps forward. And It was the struggle was really, really real. And I finally had to step back and get clear on why I do what I do and remember the heart behind it and my why behind all of it. And it helped me kind of take my power back and move forward through the stuff I hate, which is back end stuff. That said, I am just so thankful to get to do what I do every day, taking baby steps to help turn my dreams into reality. I hope that what we're doing here is maybe inspiring others to take those baby steps too and turn their dreams into reality as well. I'm so thankful for the people that touch my life and that I get to learn from, whether it's my kids having the courage to take off to Nicaragua to pursue a dream or an experience, or watching my younger son navigate something that didn't go his way and embracing it and accepting it and not choosing to wallow in an outcome that he didn't want, but instead moving forward, looking to what is ahead. And I do look forward to watching both of them navigate the world with the heart that they've navigated everything with so far. I definitely learn as much from them as they've ever learned from me. As I continue to reflect on the many conversations I've been blessed to have here on the podcast over the last year, I have learned so much from each and every one, and I'm truly grateful for the meaningful conversations that I get to have here and that I get to have elsewhere, often as a result of the conversations we have here. There are so many people that have reached out saying how in one way or another, one story or another has truly impacted them in their life. I am absolutely in awe of Jeff and the man that he is today and how much I've gotten to learn and grow with him and learn from him along the journey. I am so proud of him for choosing to share on the podcast earlier this year. And I know we did say there would be a three-part series, and there absolutely will. When the new season starts, we're wrapping up this season. The next season will begin in January. I've decided to take a hiatus through the holiday season to just truly sit back and enjoy family and friends and all that the holiday season has to offer. So we'll be picking back up again in January. And in the next season, we will share part two and part three of that as well. So many takeaways from every conversation. And there was a common theme throughout it all. And that is just the resilience and that we all are better for our struggles. And we find our strength in our struggles, though when we're, you know, trudging through that mud, sometimes it feels impossible. In the end, some of the struggles are what shape us. And so I want to just remind everyone, whatever struggles we might be facing right now, and no matter how resistant we may be to whatever it is, no matter how big or small they may be, know that they are happening for us, not to us. And if we choose, we can be better for every adversity that we're facing. And that certainly has been a common theme throughout it all. And then again, with Thanksgiving knocking on our door, I just want to remind everyone that gratitude truly is a superpower in our lives. And as we're reading the Brené Brown book right now, The Gifts of Imperfection, I am reminded how important gratitude is for joy, and that there is a difference between joy and happiness. And happiness is often more based on our circumstances, whereas joy is something within inside us, a light. And when we focus on what there is to be thankful for, we can have that joyful spirit even through those hard seasons. And so I'm thankful for each and every one of you. This week, I hope you go and hug the ones you love. And if you don't get to see the ones you love, just share your love. Because that is how we change the world. We have to be a light. We have to share the joy. We have to look for what there is to be grateful for. We have to take personal responsibility for healing what's broken. And as I say that, I reflect on the interview with Micah from Heroes and Horses and him talking about how pain is inevitable in our lives, but suffering is a choice. And whatever we may be going through, just know that we always have a choice. And it is our responsibility to seek healing and growth to become the best versions of ourselves. And I know the world is a little wonky right now. And it's up to each and every one of us to look in more than we're looking out and look at what we can be doing better to be the best version of ourselves, to help the world be a better place. So I look forward to connecting with you all again in the new year. I hope you all enjoy the holiday season. I'm so thankful for each and every one of you. And I will still be posting on social media for our book club, which is only on Instagram right now, unfortunately, because I haven't been able to kickstart my Facebook since it was hacked. So look on our Instagram for Victim Survivor Thriver to see where we are in the book club. There's a post there where you can share your thoughts about the gifts of imperfection. Also know that in the show notes, there is a code for a discount on anything from our Thrive Farm Co. store and our Honor the Brave Gear store. Code THANKFUL will get you a discount on anything you choose to order that inspires you from those places. And I look forward to connecting with you all again in our new season. So exciting that we've made it through season one and we'll be moving into season two after the first of the year. I'm grateful for you all. Much love. Cheers. No episode of the Victim Survivor Thriver podcast would be complete without a soundtrack. So I just wanted to pick a few songs to share with you all this week, going into both the Thanksgiving holiday and also just reflecting on the journey that has been this first year and first season of the Victim Survivor Thriver podcast. So as I reflected on that, I picked three songs that you will find in the show notes. The first song is called The Journey by Her, and it really just showcases how sometimes the journey is hard, but you don't give up and you get where you're going. And I just really love this song. It spoke to me. I hope you all enjoy it too. And again, it encompasses the journey that is life and the journey that has been this first year together with our Thriver tribe. And the second song I picked for this week's soundtrack is Thank You, Lord by Chris Tomlin. It's just a really upbeat country song, just saying thank you for the small things, the big things, all the things that get us to where we are each and every day. And the last song that I chose is Everybody's Got Somebody to Thank by Logan Mays. Again, just a toe tapper, really upbeat. And we all have people to be grateful for in our lives. And sometimes we fail to let them know. And so I encourage each and every one of you to check out the soundtrack, enjoy it, tap your toes, and make sure to thank the people that you love.
I am so grateful to be able to incorporate a few of the things I love as sponsors of the Victim Survivor Thriver podcast. I love Sipping Good Sips. Let's support new beginnings with a bag of freshly roasted goodness. I'm honored to now be sponsored by Thrivers Coffee. It takes community and sustainability to thrive after escaping the horrors of human trafficking. Thrivers Coffee empowers survivors with the support they need to start a new chapter and reach their long-term goals. Thrivers Coffee tastes incredible, but it's even sweeter knowing every single person is treated with dignity. It's fair trade certified, which means there's no forced child labor. All working conditions are safe and healthy. Compensation is fair and consistent. Every cup respects our communities and natural resources. In short, it's made the way it should be. It all works toward Deliver Fund's goal of ending the horrors of human trafficking. 100% of the proceeds fight for freedom for victims of human trafficking. Your morning ritual never tasted so good. Visit thriverscoffee.com today to order yours and sip with purpose. Of course, this info will be in the show notes as well. Another of my favorite sponsors and places to visit is Amala Detox, my sister's phenomenal shop located in downtown Sonora, California. Talk about a place to literally go and fill your cup with tea or just your heart and soul. There's something for everyone there. You can go and get an amazing detoxifying foot soap, sip on some tea, and find all kinds of goodies for health and soul and heart. So be sure to stop in if you're ever in Sonora, California. It's a phenomenal experience. If you aren't in a location where you can go and enjoy it firsthand, you can find all the goodies online, from teas to all her amazing products that will truly fill your cup. Visit amaladetox.com. All of this information will also be in the show notes. I know you will love Amala as much as I do.
Do you love to travel as much as I do? Whether you're looking for your next vacation destination or considering buying abroad, ECI Development is a company you should absolutely explore. They're not just about constructing houses, they're about crafting vibrant communities and molding distinctive lifestyles. With a presence that stretches across Latin America and European nations, ECI Development offers an array of captivating destinations. Their footprint extends to incredible places such as Belize, Nicaragua, Honduras, Costa Rica, Panama, El Salvador, Portugal, and beyond. ECI Development can serve as your guiding light in the quest to find the perfect community that resonates with your desires and dreams. Whether it's the tranquil beaches of Belize, the lush rainforests of Costa Rica, or the rich cultural tapestry of Nicaragua, there's a place waiting for you to call it home. Explore all of these captivating destinations through the link in the show notes. Be sure and check it out if you're just planning your next vacation or considering owning a home abroad.
Also a sponsor of the Victim Survivor Thriver podcast is Gut Personal. Gut Personal has been an absolute game changer in my life. I have struggled with gut issues through the years off and on, and I just never knew what was going to set it off. I was bloated and just didn't feel good. Since being introduced to Gut Personal and implementing the personal supplements tailored to what I needed, it has really changed my life. And I'm always talking about shoveling you-know-what down at the funny farm anyway. So why not talk about the real stuff right here? I'm feeling good as a result of Gut Personal. No more bloat, I sleep better, and I do all the things better. So be sure and check out Gut Personal to find out more about what might work for you to make you feel your best as well. Visit gutpersonal.com and use code XANA10 for a 10% discount. All of this information will, of course, be in the show notes as well. Be sure and go check it out and feel your best. All good things evolve, and so with that, our funny farm has officially become Thrive Farm Co. Be sure to check out our Love and Shenanigans store for inspirations from everything that happens here at Thrive Farm Co. So many things I love, from animal inspirations to country sunshine and all the things that make me smile. I hope they will make you smile too. Visit www.lovetheletterinshenanigans.com to get your goodies. Last but most definitely not least is our Honor the Brave program. We established Honor the Brave after Jeff retired from law enforcement. My background was in real estate, and Honor the Brave was a way for us to use the resources we had to stay connected and give back to our first responder and military families. So if you happen to be a first responder or veteran, active duty or retired, or the spouse of whatever it may be, we would love to support you in buying or selling a home anywhere nationwide. We provide what we call Brave benefits as a thank you for your service, which is an amount equivalent to 10% of the agent commission back after closing, and an additional 5% will be donated to the charity that you choose that impacts first responders or veterans in some capacity. Our hope is to create an experience of appreciation and hopefully positively impact more first responder and veterans' lives with the charity donation. We are also honored to present a beautiful handmade wooden American flag as yet another token of appreciation for your service. If you're not a first responder or veteran, but have a heart for those who serve, you can still work with our awesome realtor partners to buy and sell, and we will donate to the charity that you choose. Together, we make a difference. So be sure and check that out at www.honorthebrave.com. Again, all of this information will be found in the show notes.